Thank you for being an amazing supporter of the 10X Podcast Group, home to the history of the Caribbeans. We're excited to have you as a valued member of our growing community. If you haven't already, we'd love for you to follow us on your favorite podcast platform. Your likes, comments, and reviews mean so much to us. They help us reach a wider audience and inspire us to keep sharing these incredible stories. With new episodes released daily, your feedback plays a crucial role in shaping our content and making it even better. Your dedication and enthusiasm drive our mission to document and celebrate the rich history of the Caribbean. We're deeply grateful for your support. Today, we're thrilled to present St. Kitts and Nevis, a captivating story tracing the journey from the island's earliest settlers to the present day. So sit back, relax, and join us as we guide you through this fascinating chapter in Caribbean history. Enjoy the journey. Chapter 5, Revolts and Resistance. The Fight for Freedom. The history of St. Kitts and Nevis is punctuated by acts of defiance and resistance against the forces of oppression. As sugar plantations flourished and the transatlantic slave trade brought waves of enslaved Africans to the islands, a parallel story of courage and rebellion emerged. This chapter delves into the myriad ways enslaved Africans resisted their conditions, the organized revolts that shaped the island's history, and the broader impact of resistance on the path to emancipation. The seeds of resistance. For the enslaved Africans who toiled on the sugar plantations of St. Kitts and Nevis, resistance began the moment they were forcibly removed from their homelands. The Middle Passage, the harrowing journey across the Atlantic, was not only a test of survival but also an early stage of defiance. Many captives attempted to rebel aboard slave ships, with some taking their own lives rather than face the horrors of enslavement. Once on the islands, resistance took on various forms, both overt and covert. These acts were not only about survival but also about preserving dignity and humanity in the face of relentless exploitation. Forms of everyday resistance. Sabotage. Enslaved Africans often resorted to subtle acts of sabotage, such as breaking tools, feigning illness, or deliberately slowing their work. These tactics disrupted the plantation economy, forcing slave owners to incur additional costs and labor shortages. Cultural preservation. The maintenance of African cultural practices was a powerful form of resistance. Enslaved people preserved their languages, songs, dances, and spiritual beliefs, passing them down through generations. These traditions became a source of strength and solidarity within the enslaved community. Escape and maroon communities. Some enslaved Africans fled the plantations, seeking refuge in the rugged terrains of the islands. In the dense forests and hills, they formed maroon communities, self-sustaining settlements of escaped slaves. These communities became symbols of freedom and resistance, often conducting raids on plantations and harboring other escapees. Organized revolts. While everyday acts of resistance were critical, organized revolts left a profound impact on the history of St. Kitts and Nevis. These uprisings were a direct challenge to the system of slavery and demonstrated the collective strength of the enslaved population. The 1639 Rebellion. One of the earliest recorded revolts in St. Kitts occurred in 1639. Enslaved Africans, emboldened by their growing numbers, staged a rebellion against their English oppressors. Though the uprising was suppressed, it marked the beginning of a long tradition of organized resistance on the islands. The 1706 Revolt in Nevis. On Nevis, a significant rebellion erupted in 1706, coinciding with a French invasion of the island. Enslaved Africans saw the chaos as an opportunity to rise against their masters, joining forces to attack plantations. While the rebellion was ultimately crushed, it sent shockwaves through the planter class, heightening their fears of further insurrections. The 1834 resistance movement. In the years leading up to emancipation, the enslaved population of St. Kitts and Nevis became increasingly vocal in their demands for freedom. Organized protests and small uprisings spread across the islands, fueled by the growing abolitionist movement in Europe and the Americas. These acts of resistance played a crucial role in pressuring colonial authorities to take action. The role of women in resistance. Women were central figures in the resistance against slavery. While men often led armed uprisings, Women used their positions within plantation households to gather intelligence, spread news of planned revolts, and poison their oppressors' food. Enslaved women also passed down oral histories and songs that kept the spirit of resistance alive for future generations. One remarkable story is that of an unnamed woman in St. Kitts who, according to oral tradition, used her knowledge of medicinal plants to aid Maroons and harm plantation overseers. Her legacy, like those of many enslaved women, underscores the ingenuity and courage required to resist oppression. The fear of rebellion among planters. The planter class lived in constant fear of rebellion, particularly as the enslaved population outnumbered them. To suppress dissent, they implemented harsh laws, including severe punishments for those caught resisting. Whippings, executions, and public displays of violence were common tactics used to instill fear. Despite these brutal measures, resistance continued, proving the resilience of the human spirit. Planters also relied on militias to quell uprisings. These militias were made up of free men, often bolstered by British soldiers stationed on the islands. However, even with these forces, the planters remained deeply paranoid, aware that their wealth and power rested on the backs of a restless and oppressed population. The influence of the Haitian Revolution. The Haitian Revolution, 1791-1804, served as a beacon of hope for enslaved Africans across the Caribbean, including those on St. Kitts and Nevis. News of the successful revolt, in which enslaved people overthrew their French colonial oppressors and established the first Black Republic, inspired uprisings throughout the region. Plantation owners in St. Kitts and Nevis, like their counterparts across the Caribbean, tightened their control in response, but the spirit of revolution could not be contained. The road to emancipation. The relentless resistance of enslaved Africans, coupled with the efforts of abolitionists in Europe, led to the eventual abolition of slavery in the British Empire. In 1807, the transatlantic slave trade was outlawed, but slavery persisted on St. Kitts and Nevis for another 27 years. The Slavery Abolition Act of 1833 granted freedom to enslaved people across the British colonies, though it included a controversial apprenticeship system that forced former slaves to continue working for their masters under strict conditions. Even after the official abolition of slavery in 1838, the struggle for true freedom and equality continued. Many former slaves faced economic hardship, limited opportunities, and social discrimination. Nevertheless, their resilience laid the foundation for future generations to build a more just and equitable society. Legacy of resistance. The acts of defiance and rebellion by enslaved Africans on St. Kitts and Nevis left an enduring legacy. Today, their courage is commemorated in cultural festivals, historical landmarks, and the collective memory of the islands. The resistance movements serve as a reminder of the indomitable spirit of those who fought for freedom and justice in the face of unimaginable adversity. Chapter 6. Colonial Rivalries and Warfare. The 17th and 18th centuries were a period of intense rivalry among European colonial powers, with St. Kitts and Nevis caught in the crossfire of competing ambitions. The island's strategic location and fertile lands made them a coveted prize, turning them into a battleground for control between the British and the French. This chapter delves into the conflicts that shaped the destiny of St. Kitts and Nevis, the lives of the people who endured these turbulent times, and the legacies of these colonial wars. St. Kitts, a divided island. The agreement between the English and French settlers to co-colonize St. Kitts in 1625 was, at best, an uneasy truce. The island was divided into English and French territories, with a neutral zone designated to prevent conflicts. However, as both groups sought to expand their plantations and influence, the neutral zone became a point of contention, and the fragile alliance began to unravel. The division of St. Kitts reflected the broader competition between England and France, two of Europe's most powerful nations. This rivalry extended beyond the Caribbean, encompassing battles for control in Europe, North America, and India. St. Kitts, as a valuable sugar-producing colony, was a key pawn in this global chess game. The first Anglo-French conflicts. The first significant conflict on St. Kitts occurred in the 1660s, during the Second Anglo-Dutch War. Although the war primarily involved England and the Netherlands, France allied with the Dutch, bringing the fight to the Caribbean. In 1666, French forces launched a surprise attack on the English settlements in St. Kitts, destroying plantations and seizing control of the island. The Treaty of Breda, signed in 1667, ended the war and restored St. Kitts to its divided state. However, the conflict left deep scars on the island, as plantations lay in ruins, and tensions between the English and French settlers reached new heights. The War of the Spanish Succession. The War of the Spanish Succession, 1701-1714, was another global conflict that spilled into the Caribbean, with St. Kitts and Nevis playing a pivotal role. During this war, the British sought to consolidate their control over the region, viewing the French presence on St. Kitts as a threat to their dominance. In 1706, the French launched a major offensive, capturing Nevis and devastating its plantations. Thousands of enslaved Africans were taken from Nevis and sold in other French colonies, causing significant disruption to the island's economy and social fabric. The British eventually regained control of Nevis, but the war underscored the vulnerability of the islands to external threats. The Treaty of Utrecht, 1713, marked the end of the War of the Spanish Succession, granting Britain undisputed control of St. Kitts. The French were expelled from the island, and it became a fully British colony. This victory solidified Britain's dominance in the Caribbean and set the stage for St. Kitts and Nevis to become key players in the British Empire's economic network. The Seven Years' War and its aftermath. The Seven Years' War, 1756-1763, was another major conflict that shaped the history of St. Kitts and Nevis. This global war, often referred to as the First World War, pitted Britain against France in battles that spanned Europe, the Americas, Africa, and Asia. In the Caribbean, the war saw fierce fighting over control of key islands. In 1759, British forces launched a campaign to capture the French-held island of Guadeloupe, using St. Kitts as a base of operations. The successful capture of Guadeloupe further strengthened Britain's position in the region. The Treaty of Paris, signed in 1763, ended the Seven Years' War and reaffirmed Britain's control over St. Kitts and Nevis. However, the war had left the islands economically drained, with plantations damaged and trade disrupted. The American Revolution and French Retaliation. The American Revolutionary War, 1775-1783, brought new challenges to St. Kitts and Nevis. The French, eager to weaken Britain, allied with the American colonists and launched a series of attacks on British holdings in the Caribbean. In 1782, a French fleet under Admiral François de Grasse besieged St. Kitts, capturing the island after a fierce battle. The British garrison at Brimstone Hill Fortress, one of the most formidable military installations in the Caribbean, held out for weeks before surrendering. The loss of St. Kitts was a significant blow to Britain, but the Treaty of Paris, 1783, which ended the war, restored the island to British control. The role of Brimstone Hill Fortress. Brimstone Hill Fortress, often referred to as the Gibraltar of the West Indies, played a critical role in the defense of St. Kitts during the colonial wars. Constructed by enslaved Africans under British supervision, the fortress was an engineering marvel, strategically located atop a steep hill with commanding views of the surrounding seas. The fortress was not only a military stronghold but also a symbol of British power in the Caribbean. Its history reflects the complex dynamics of colonialism, as it was built by the very people Britain sought to subjugate. Impact on the enslaved population. The colonial wars had profound consequences for the enslaved Africans who formed the majority of the population on St. Kitts and Nevis. During times of conflict, plantations were often abandoned or destroyed, leaving the enslaved population to fend for themselves. Some took advantage of the chaos to escape or join maroon communities, while others were forcibly relocated as spoils of war. The constant state of warfare also meant increased militarization, with enslaved Africans conscripted into laboring on fortifications or serving in auxiliary roles for European armies. These experiences added new layers to the complex relationship between the enslaved population and the colonial powers. Legacy of the colonial wars. The colonial wars left an indelible mark on St. Kitts and Nevis. They reshaped the island's political boundaries, economic structures, and social dynamics, laying the groundwork for the development of a distinctly Caribbean identity. The conflicts also highlighted the strategic importance of the islands, ensuring that they remained key players in the geopolitical struggles of the colonial era. Today, the remnants of this tumultuous history can be seen in the ruins of Brimstone Hill Fortress, the stories passed down through generations, and the cultural traditions that blend African, European, and indigenous influences. Chapter 7. Post-Emancipation Struggles. The abolition of slavery in 1834 marked a monumental shift in the history of St. Kitts and Nevis, ending centuries of exploitation and oppression. However, the end of slavery did not mean the end of hardship for the newly emancipated population. Freedom came with its own set of challenges, as former slaves faced systemic discrimination, economic struggles, and the lingering grip of plantation owners on the island's society and economy. This chapter delves into the post-emancipation period, highlighting the resilience of the emancipated people, the evolving dynamics of power, and the long journey toward true equality. The apprenticeship system. Freedom deferred. When slavery was officially abolished throughout the British Empire in 1834, the British government introduced the controversial apprenticeship system as a transitional measure. Under this system, former slaves were required to continue working for their former masters for a fixed number of years, 6 years for field laborers and 4 years for domestic workers. In return, they were to receive nominal wages and some basic rights. While apprenticeship was intended to prepare former slaves for a free economy, in practice, it was a thinly veiled extension of slavery. Plantation owners retained significant control over the lives of the emancipated, using harsh punishments and withholding wages to maintain dominance. The system bred resentment and fueled protests among the formerly enslaved population. The apprenticeship system was abolished in 1838, 4 years ahead of schedule, due to mounting pressure from abolitionists and evidence of widespread abuse. Full freedom was finally granted, but the legacy of the apprenticeship period left deep scars. Economic challenges in the post-emancipation era. The abolition of slavery disrupted the plantation economy that had sustained St. Kitts and Nevis for centuries. Plantation owners, who had relied on enslaved labor to maintain high profits, now faced the challenge of adapting to a paid labor system. Many sought to keep wages as low as possible, using tactics such as monopolizing land ownership to limit the options available to the emancipated population. For the freedmen and women, the transition to freedom was fraught with difficulties. While they were no longer bound to plantations, economic independence was elusive. Land was concentrated in the hands of the planter elite, leaving the majority of the population reliant on seasonal work in the sugar industry. Those who sought to purchase land or start independent businesses faced steep barriers, including high prices and discriminatory practices. Struggles for land ownership. Land ownership became a central issue in the post-emancipation period. For the formerly enslaved population, owning land represented autonomy, security, and the ability to build a new life free from the control of plantation owners. However, the planter class was determined to retain its economic dominance and restricted access to land through legal and financial means. In response, many freedmen and women formed cooperatives to pool resources and purchase plots of land. Others turned to subsistence farming on marginal land, often in remote areas. These efforts were acts of resistance, challenging the economic structures that sought to keep them in poverty. The rise of a working-class identity. As the plantation economy adapted to the post-emancipation era, the formerly enslaved population began to forge a new identity as a working class. This identity was shaped by shared experiences of struggle, resilience, and community solidarity. Working conditions on plantations remained harsh, with long hours, low wages, and little job security. However, workers began to organize, forming informal networks and mutual aid societies to support one another. These early movements laid the groundwork for the labor activism that would emerge in the 20th century. Social and cultural resilience. Despite the challenges of the post-emancipation era, The freed population of St. Kitts and Nevis demonstrated remarkable resilience and creativity in preserving and reinventing their cultural heritage. African traditions, which had been suppressed under slavery, flourished in new forms, blending with European and Caribbean influences to create a unique cultural identity. Festivals, music, and storytelling became important expressions of freedom and resistance. Emancipation Day celebrations, marking the anniversary of abolition, grew into vibrant events that honored the struggles and achievements of the emancipated population. Religion also played a significant role in the post-emancipation period. The influence of Christian missionaries during the late slavery era had introduced new forms of worship, but many freedmen and women infused these practices with African spiritual elements, creating dynamic religious traditions that reflected their unique experiences. Education and opportunities. Education emerged as a key priority for the emancipated population, who recognized its potential to break the cycle of poverty and oppression. Missionary schools were established across St. Kitts and Nevis, providing basic education to children and adults. However, access to education was often limited by economic constraints, as families struggled to afford fees and supplies. For those who could attend school, education offered a path to new opportunities, including skilled trades, small business ownership, and clerical work. Over time, an educated class began to emerge, challenging the social hierarchies that had been entrenched during slavery. Resistance and labor movements. The post-emancipation struggles of the working class set the stage for organized labor movements in the 20th century. Workers in the sugar industry, who faced exploitative conditions and low wages, began to demand better treatment and fairer compensation. In the 1930s, widespread labor unrest swept across the Caribbean, including St. Kitts and Nevis. Strikes and protests erupted, fueled by economic hardship and political marginalization. These movements marked a turning point in the island's history, as they laid the foundation for political reforms, the rise of trade unions, and the push for self-governance. Legacy of the post-emancipation era. The post-emancipation period in St. Kitts and Nevis was a time of immense struggle, but also of resilience and transformation. The challenges faced by the emancipated population highlighted the systemic inequalities that persisted long after the abolition of slavery. Yet, through their determination and solidarity, they began to reshape the social and economic landscape of the islands. Today, the legacy of this era can be seen in the cultural traditions, land ownership patterns, and labor movements that continue to define St. Kitts and Nevis. It serves as a reminder of the enduring fight for justice and equality, and the remarkable strength of a people determined to overcome the shadows of their past. Chapter 8. Labor Movements and the Path to Independence. The early 20th century marked a pivotal era for St. Kitts and Nevis, as growing social and economic inequalities fueled widespread labor unrest. The sugar-based economy, which had dominated the island since the colonial era, continued to exploit the working class, particularly those employed on plantations. This chapter explores the rise of labor movements, the fight for workers' rights, and the path toward independence, a journey defined by resilience, solidarity, and a determination to create a more just society. Economic hardship and social inequality. Despite the abolition of slavery in 1834, the economic structure of St. Kitts and Nevis remained largely unchanged. The plantation economy still dominated, and the majority of the population relied on seasonal work in the sugar industry for their livelihood. Wages were low, working conditions were harsh, and access to land and economic opportunities was limited. The planter elite, a small group of wealthy landowners, controlled much of the island's wealth and political power. This imbalance created deep social divides, with the working class, composed primarily of descendants of enslaved Africans, bearing the brunt of economic hardship. Early signs of labor unrest. By the early 20th century, discontent among workers began to manifest in the form of strikes and protests. The sugar industry, which was heavily dependent on manual labor, became a focal point of resistance. Workers demanded higher wages, better working conditions, and an end to exploitative practices. One of the earliest significant strikes occurred in 1917, when sugar workers on St. Kitts organized to protest wage cuts imposed by plantation owners. Though the strike was suppressed, it set a precedent for future labor movements and highlighted the growing frustration among the working class. The Great Depression and its impact. The global economic downturn of the 1930s, known as the Great Depression, had a devastating impact on the Caribbean. The demand for sugar plummeted, causing prices to fall and further squeezing the already struggling workers. Plantation owners responded by reducing wages and increasing workloads, exacerbating the tensions between laborers and the elite. During this period, workers across the Caribbean began to organize on an unprecedented scale, forming unions and launching strikes to demand better conditions. In St. Kitts and Nevis, these movements gained momentum, fueled by a shared sense of injustice and a desire for change. The rise of organized labor. The 1930s saw the emergence of formal labor organizations in St. Kitts and Nevis, which played a critical role in advocating for workers' rights. One of the most influential figures of this era was Thomas Manchester, a charismatic leader who helped to organize sugar workers and champion their cause. The formation of the St. Kitts and Nevis Trades and Labor Union in 1932 marked a turning point in the labor movement. This union provided a unified voice for workers, allowing them to negotiate collectively with plantation owners and colonial authorities. It also served as a platform for political activism, linking the fight for workers' rights with broader calls for social and political reform. The 1935 Sugar Workers' Strike. One of the most significant events in the history of the labor movement on St. Kitts was the Sugar Workers' Strike of 1935. This strike, which began as a protest against wage reductions and poor working conditions, quickly escalated into a larger movement for social justice. Workers across the island refused to harvest sugarcane, bringing the industry to a standstill. The strike drew widespread support from other sectors of society, including women who organized food supplies for striking workers and youths who acted as messengers. Despite facing violence and intimidation from colonial authorities and plantation owners, the workers remained steadfast in their demands. The strike ultimately resulted in modest wage increases and improved working conditions, but its greatest achievement was the sense of empowerment it gave to the working class. It demonstrated the power of collective action and laid the foundation for future labor and political movements. The link between labor movements and political reform. As labor movements gained strength, they began to intersect with efforts to achieve political reform and greater autonomy. The working class, galvanized by their struggles, pushed for representation in government and a voice in decision-making processes. The formation of the St. Kitts-Nevis-Anguilla Labor Party in 1932 was a direct outgrowth of the labor movement. This political party, led by figures such as Robert Llewellyn Bradshaw, championed the cause of the working class and advocated for self-governance. Bradshaw, a former sugar worker and trade unionist, became a symbol of the fight for equality and independence. Toward self-governance. The labor movements of the mid-20th century played a crucial role in the push for self-governance in St. Kitts and Nevis. As workers demanded better conditions and greater rights, they also began to challenge the colonial system that had perpetuated inequality for centuries. In 1951, universal adult suffrage was introduced, allowing all citizens of St. Kitts and Nevis to vote regardless of property ownership or income. This milestone marked a significant step toward democracy and reflected the influence of the labor movement in shaping the island's political landscape. The 1960s saw further strides toward self-governance, with the establishment of local political institutions and increased autonomy from Britain. By the 1970s, the push for full independence had gained momentum, driven by the desire to control the island's resources and chart their own destiny. Challenges and victories. The road to independence was not without its challenges. Internal divisions, economic dependency on sugar, and external pressures from Britain and other colonial powers complicated the process. However, the resilience and determination of the people of St. Kitts and Nevis prevailed. On September 19, 1983, St. Kitts and Nevis achieved full independence, becoming a sovereign nation within the Commonwealth. This achievement was the culmination of decades of struggle, led by the labor movements and fueled by the aspirations of the working class. Legacy of the Labor Movements. The labor movements of St. Kitts and Nevis left a lasting legacy, not only in securing workers' rights but also in shaping the island's political and social identity. They demonstrated the power of collective action and provided a blueprint for achieving social justice and equality. Today, the contributions of labor leaders and activists are celebrated in the island's history and culture. Their struggles serve as a reminder of the importance of resilience, solidarity, and the fight for a better future.